Hi, everybody. So this episode is going to be a little bit different. Me and Maggie decided, even though Lisa Marie passed away a few months ago, we wanted to honor her in some way before returning to our regular scheduled content. So this is going to be a tribute episode to Lisa Marie Presley, who passed away earlier this year on January 12th, 2023. Me and Maggie both took the time to just write little tribute, I would say like a paragraph or two that we just wanted to read on the podcast just to commemorate Lisa in some way. So we thought that we would share that with you guys.
Mine was just the same thing I sent out on Instagram to everybody. I just said this hit me like a ton of bricks, which it did. I mean, I drafted and redrafted something to say about the shock I felt on behalf of those Lisa Marias left behind, and I can't fathom this loss fully, nor can I express my emotion in my head and my heart. Like, I just felt so bittersweet because obviously she's gone too soon, right? Like, that's, her passing to me isn't timely.
No, I would agree.
But also, on the other hand, knowing she's with her dad and her son is like, knowing that Elvis is rejoicing, right, is so important. And just thinking about that, obviously, not everyone believes in that sort of thing. And I myself, I'm not even religious myself, but a part of me has to think that is, I know she was religious, I know Elvis was religious. So a part of me likes to think that they're together. And something I thought was really sweet was what Dolly Parton said. And this was her statement. She says, "Priscilla, I know how sad you must be. May God comfort you at this time. Elvis, I know how happy you must be to finally have her home and to have her back with you. Lisa Marie, may you rest in peace. We all love all of you." I just really agreed with what she said and how she said it. And it's so hard to express that when it is so untimely and feels really wrong. And just to Lisa, like having to, from an early age, hear your parents' name dragged through the mud and like be in the spotlight from that early age with so much negativity and like things hurled at you from people who knew him and strangers is not easy. Like her battles and her struggles, like I'm sure she was dealing with a lot behind closed doors, and I'm very grateful that at least that is over for her. And to me, she only just got involved really in the Elvis world, at least in my lifetime. I've never witnessed her, as much as in 2022, get her hands dirty, if you will, in the Elvis community, like getting involved. She really backed Austin Butler when he was playing Elvis. She really got close to her dad through that process, I assume. So that must have been really exciting for her, and just, I don't know, something for her to look forward to get up in the morning and be happy about. So I'm glad she had that. Elvis's birthday, like the fact that she went at that time on the 12th, almost for his birthday, and they could be together. And like I feel like we take a lot for granted, but that is really important. She's so, to me, she's a great reflection of her dad, and a she carried a torch for her dad after his death more than anyone else. And she really represents that generous, tactful, but also humorous woman. So yeah, I'm really glad we got to witness that this past year, just before she died.
I mean, I would agree with you completely on like everything you said, but I remember like the day that we found out that she passed, we called each other like immediately. And we like I know we were both feeling the same thing of like in utter shock because she had just done like numerous public appearances in like the previous like 3 days, which was so exciting, and obviously all the stuff that she's done with the movie and like how happy that made her and like her daughters, like the twins and Riley, and everybody was so involved. And then we just, like, there was, like, silence on the call, I remember. Like, we were just sitting in, like, silence, and we were like, but, girl, like, you have to think about it in the way where it's, like, this is such a sad thing, but also such a happy thing, because you know that they're back mm-hmm. together, and more than anything, I feel like, in the world, Elvis loved her, and so, like Maggie said, yeah, just thinking about it in the way where, like, they're finally, like, back together again, and, like, catching up on all the stuff that they, you know, missed out on doing together. As cheesy as that sounds, that's how I would like to think of it, like Maggie was talking about. So that's, like, a really beautiful way to, like, cope with that, I feel like.
Yeah, and it just, like, makes me so... I mean, I remember my dad told me when it happened, the night it happened. Mm-hmm. And earlier that day, it was, like, a news report that she had been taken to hospital. She was hospitalized.
Right. And
I have to be completely honest, I thought nothing of it other than, oh, I hope she's okay. Because you really just take that for granted that, like, she's going to be okay.
Right.
Like, I didn't think about it. I don't even think I posted about it. Mm-hmm. I don't even think, because I wasn't, it didn't occupy my brain. Because you don't think, oh my God, this is it. Like,
no, I don't think anybody did. Like,
no.
I mean, the words cardiac arrest are very scary. Like, they chose... I mean, but I honestly, I thought it was a scam at first. Like, I thought it was just tabloid, like, you know, whatever. Yeah. Because it's like, girl, cardiac arrest. Like, she was just out and about the other day. Like, that can't be true. And then when you started hearing, you know, words from Priscilla and, like, you know, posts started, like, circulating and more, like, for lack of a better word, I guess, like, trustworthy news sites started covering it. And I was like, oh, shoot, like, this is actually... serious. But like you, I didn't think, girl, it never crossed my mind that she would that she would pass away. Like, no one, I don't think anybody, like, saw that in the cards.
She seems so alive to me, especially this year, this past year, and 2022, and, you know, all during that, and more than ever so did Elvis. I mean, during this whole process, obviously with the movie, but not only that, there were so many little wins for Presley's, if you will, that year, that it felt like everything's going good, like, especially in the late year. I don't mean early, obviously things were going, but things were looking up, I'm gonna say that, like, the projects, the, you know, obviously behind closed doors, you know, her granddaughter's was in the womb, you know what I mean, would have been,
like, yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's wild to think that at your peak it can all just end.
I mean, like, it could for anybody, for anyone.
Yeah, you know? And we just take it for granted, and I feel like we have to sort of take it as a moment to stop and pause and be like, okay, what is actually, what do I need to be grateful for every single day? Because it's wild to me that she's gone. And to me, it almost still hasn't hit me. I mean, we wanted to wait to do this episode so we weren't, like, irrational, so we can gather thoughts and talk about it and sort of, like you said, have it be a celebration, not like a mournful, sad moment. But to me, it still hasn't hit me that she's gone.
No, I don't think, I don't know, like, I can only imagine. I mean, this is our, like, loss. You know what I mean? Like, being an Elvis fan, or being, you know, whatever, you're involved in the Elvis community, whatever. We are too young to have witnessed Elvis's passing. But in, like, the Elvis world, I think this is the death that would hit us as much as Elvis's passing would have hit people, you know, back in the day when he was alive. It's the closest thing that we're going to get to that kind of loss. I know certainly for me it was. So it doesn't seem real. Like, I feel like those kind of things, you just never, I mean, you never see it coming, and then it just doesn't seem real. Like, I'll see pictures of her online from, like, the movie premiere or something. I'm like, aw, and then I literally remember that she's not here anymore, and it's like, what? Like, it just doesn't seem fathomable.
It's crazy, especially when you saw her, you literally saw her, like, physically saw her days before.
I saw her 4 days, I think, before she, 8, 9, 10, 11, 4 days.
That's wild to me.
Yep, she witnessed like the Golden Globe Awards, and then she went to like the after parties and all this stuff. So in no one's mind, and I mean, in all the pictures that we saw too of her, she looked, I mean, she looked healthy. Like she looked radiant and like happy. I saw her at birthday, and to my eyes, I didn't ever once think, oh, she's sick. You know, maybe tired. Who wouldn't be? Like, you know, she takes a little bit longer of a time walking down the stairs or something, but I never thought like that. Just shocked me so much. And I remember just immediately I had gotten a text from a friend that, you know, she had died, and I just like looked at my mom and I was like, Mom. And she said, What? Like, it's one of those things that you do when you're like, Mom. And then your mom thinks something's really wrong. She's like, What? What's wrong? What's wrong? What happened? And then I was like, Lisa died. And we both just sat there, like no one said anything. And I was like, that it can't be real. I was like looking to make sure it was like credible and all this stuff. I was like, it can't be. It was like within hours of them announcing that she had gone to the hospital. And
It
then it
was
was
the
announced that
same
she
day.
had passed. Yes. And I was like, no one was ready for that.
My dad told me, and I was upstairs with my brother, we were watching a film or something. And my dad came in and just like a bomb. Like it was just like Lisa Marie Presley died. And I was just like, huh? Like it doesn't even sound okay. Like it doesn't even sound
Even
is
saying
that
it now.
Is that allowed? Like, to me, she's a kid. Like, in my head, she's always that little girl with the white t-shirt and the blue little skirt on Elvis's lap. Like, that's how I just picture her in that photo shoot. And, like, to say that she died, I was like, what do you mean she died? Like, she's so young. And, like, even though she's not that kid and she was a grown woman, that she was still young. Like, I just think that's crazy to me. And it doesn't even seem real. I
It
don't know what else to
doesn't.
say, truly. I'm like speechless, even for this podcast. I was like, we need to wait to do a podcast so we have something to say, and I just don't have anything to say. Like,
No, I literally wrote down everything and it still doesn't seem like enough. I felt like that's a recurring trend whenever I try to voice what I feel about her. Because I mean, I almost feel guilty because I never. Before like meeting her, I had never really been too vocal about her, like in all my content that I've posted. Of like I would wish her like a happy birthday with some posts, or I remember posting about her a little bit when she had spoken about the movie and things like that. But I had never like really like been like, hey, I am a Lisa Marie Presley stan or whatever, you know what I mean? And then when she died, I was like, there's so much that I wish I would have said while she was here. Both to her and like just like as someone who loves Elvis, I feel like I wish I would have just been more vocal about her as well because her life was so incredible for what she had gone through and who she had been. And so I'm trying still. It is weird because it's like, okay, I didn't know this person, you know, on a personal level. I didn't spend a lot of time with them literally at all. But isn't that the story of our lives, though? Like we all sit down and we spend hours loving this one person and posting about him and talking about him on lives and videos and all this stuff of somebody we've never met and will never meet, on this earth or whatever you believe. It's like, girl, loving them, like loving Lisa and loving Elvis and this kind of like love that we have for these people truly taught me like what love is, as corny as that sounds, but it's like those cheesy like phrases like love knows no bounds or like, you know, those kind of things. It's so true because it's like you could never meet somebody or you could literally talk to somebody for 5 minutes tops and still love them like their family. And I feel like that's what I try to convey in everything that I say, and it just never hits because I can't put those feelings into words. But like loving these people is like loving family to me. So even though I've never like known them personally that well, I feel like an obligation almost, or like a duty to pay respects to them in a way I would a family member. Yeah. So I guess I'll just read my little
That's what I was gonna
blurb.
say.
So this is what I wrote. Lisa has always been my constant inspiration out of anyone in the Elvis world. The only one who truly won my full respect with the way she treated her father's legacy and story. She was no stranger to hardship, grief, and exploitation, and had to learn to cope the best she could with all of those struggles from a very early age. On Elvis's 88th birthday, I had the honor of meeting Lisa in person. She came to lead the cake-cutting celebration and could be seen walking through the crowds of fans with her grief counselor to sign autographs and to talk to everyone. Being signaled to stop multiple times, Lisa carried on interacting with the fans until every last one she could reach had a chance to interact with her. I was at the very end of the line, so my hopes were low, but she graciously and calmly looked up when I asked her for a picture together, and as I thanked her for all she's done for the legacy and for her dad, she smiled at me and just pat my back and moved on her way. I felt like there was so much more I wanted to say to her, but I have faith now in knowing that she could sense my deep gratitude and admiration for her character. I attended her memorial at Graceland, a beautiful ceremony of tribute and love to a woman who had touched so many people during her few short years on this earth. An extremely devoted mother, a cherished daughter, a multi-talented artist, a precious heart, and the keeper of the flame, Lisa Marie Presley will remain loved and remembered by myself and thousands of others throughout the years. May she finally rest now with those who have waited for her to come home. We love you, Lisa. Thank you for everything.
Beautiful. I love it. And I just want to read my favorite quote. I posted this as well from Lisa, and it was a long while ago. It was an interview that she did.
Yeah.
And she goes, "I was truly a terror, to be honest. He and I spent a lot of time together upstairs. The upper part of Graceland is basically his room and my room. That's when I got to be with him. He'd set up a little chair in my room and a TV." For some reason, that, like, it's the simple things, right? Like, just the idea of that being their, like, safe space where they could just be together. And, like, it's nice because it's full circle because they're upstairs together now, if you know what I mean?
Right, I love, like, that.
As silly as it is, like, that's how I picture them, is just being each other's, like, chill zone. I don't know, like,
I totally hear that. And, like, not to drag it out, but whenever, like, Lisa would talk about her dad, I mean, she was a very private person to begin with, but whenever she would talk about, like, what they would do together and how they would spend their time together, because it was very precious to them, they didn't get a lot of it. It did truly feel like the rest of the world was shut off. Like, they would go upstairs, it'd be 3 a.m., like, you know, he would set up a little, like, fort to stay in her room, and they would close the door. And she would also talk about how, like, their bedrooms were the only rooms upstairs, so it was just them. It was just them. So when they were together, it was like they were the only people in the world, and that time was very special to them, I'm sure. And so, like, I totally love that you picked that one to talk about.
I love it, too. I mean, she always said that, like, oh, he was irresponsible in the funnest way. Like, he would wake me up from naps just to, like, sing to me and, like, hang out in the middle of the night, which obviously, like, any parent would be like, oh, my goodness. But, like,
he was just
so... I don't know, so Elvis.
Doting. Yeah, so dote. He loved her. He loved her so much. If you listen to, like, the audio of him, just, like, everything an audience member would say to him in, like, some show, he'd be like, oh, yeah, well, my daughter. Like, he would just, like, bring her up any chance he could. I heard, like, an audio the other day of some fan gave him a present during a show. And he's like, oh, my gosh, my little daughter just turned 5. Oh. And I know she's going to love this. Do you mind if I give it to her? Can I give this to her? Like,
that's so sweet.
So sweet. You know that, like, that was the love of his life. Like, his daughter was everything to him.
1,000,000%. And, like, you know, it's such a shame that she didn't have him for longer. I always think about that, like, but how precious is it that she had the memories, like, so well she was so well articulated with how she would talk about him, so respectful. Like, she never had any hate in her heart, let alone any, like, distrust in him specifically. Never. Like, she never, the way she speaks about everybody, like, whenever I see her in an interview, which is, like, rare now anyway, but, like, you know, old Oprah interviews, stuff like that.
Yes,
she never speaks about him in any kind of negative way or judgmental way, which is so common. It's so common when it comes to rock stars in general, but specifically Elvis. And even his own family members and friends and people who knew him would judge him after death. Like, and I think it's Anne Margaret said like something like, why is it now that he's gone, everyone's got something to say, but when he was alive, it was, you know, radio silent sort of thing.
Right, right.
No, to paraphrase.
No, and I think that that's one of the reasons, one of the huge reasons that Lisa really had my respect more than anybody else, is because whenever she talked about her dad, it was always with love and respect. She never, like, when asked about, like, the day he died even, she would be so conservative with the words that she chose, or, like, the facts that she chose to say or share with the public, and just so private and so respectful of what they had. And even, like, in defending him, too, in defense of him. Like, I remember there was an interview that probably was, like, one of my favorite interviews pertaining to Elvis that anyone's ever done, but she was talking about members of the Memphis Mafia and how she wrote a song about them, because she, it was something along the lines, like you said, paraphrasing, I can't do it justice, but she was talking about how now that he's gone, like you were literally just talking about, they have nothing better to do than to sit back and collect money from just spewing all of his dirty laundry and faults that they themselves also had. It's like, girl, you are no better, and you're acting like you are, and you're also hurting him and degrading him and taking away his humanity by doing so. And I remember her like just standing up for him so loud and proud and being like, girl, it's not okay with me. I know it wouldn't be okay with him, and I don't agree, and I don't respect what they do. And then the interviewer was like, well, did they respond to your thing? And she's like, I don't know. She's like, I haven't heard them say anything. Because so like, she doesn't care about that. She's like, girl, that's my dad.
And she's so above the drama. And she truly is. Yes. Like, she tells it like it is. She always has. Like, I love that interview too. Not to just bring up random moments. Yeah. There was one of her saying, it was something, I don't know who it was, some interviewer. And it was like, what's the best thing Elvis gave you? The best thing Elvis taught you? And she just says, balls. Like,
yes, I know that
it's
one.
Like, obviously having the guts and having the balls to, you know, voice your opinion, but still be above the drama, like, so, like, tactful, so classy, if you will.
So class.
I just have nothing but respect for her, yeah.
No, sorry to cut you off.
No, it's okay.
I was just gonna literally agree with what you said, like, reiterate. Not like everything she ever did. And she was also just so cool. Like, can we just take a second? No, she really took after Elvis with that. Like, she was so freaking cool. And she really, really paved her own path in terms of artistry and creativeness and things like that. Because she could have so easily done, like, I'm Elvis Presley's daughter and this reflects that. But she didn't. She found her own voice. She found what mattered to her. And through a lot of criticism, continued on with it anyways. And that's, I mean, in so many words, that's what Elvis did too. Like, it didn't matter what people thought. Like, he was gonna do what he wanted to do, and she was the exact same way. And I just respect that so much. I honestly can say that she is somebody who I genuinely aspire to have traits of. Like, she's just so strong and determined and courageous, and I could just keep naming like these attributes that I think that she exuded in her like few years on earth. But she's truly like such a bright like light and like such a superstar in every way of the word.
Literally exactly that. Like, hearing people like who knew her, like their statements that came out, like Nicolas Cage, who obviously was married to her, said something like her laugh was the best thing ever, or something about her laugh. And it was just like little things like that, like hearing what actual people who knew her had to say.
Right.
Again, it's like, it just means so much, and no one had anything negative to say. Of course you wouldn't anyway, but like, I can't think of anyone who's so, again, above the drama. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, she just seemed so keeping it real, keeping it cool, keeping it classy, but also just, like, the best person to be around, according to what everyone who knew her literally said. So, I'm just grateful she even had the time she did, and now she can be at peace. Obviously, her son Benjamin.
Yeah.
And Elvis and stuff. And that's going to be lit. That's going to be so lit for her. Just saying. Shout out.
Shout out to them. They're definitely so happy, like, whether you believe it or not. I mean, I do. But I was also thinking about, like, she got to meet Gladys. Like, Gladys and Vernon. And, I mean, obviously she knew Vernon. Aww. But she didn't know Gladys. And Gladys didn't ever have, like, a grandbaby. And so I feel like that's just, like, a sweet image to have, like, those two generations of Presleys together. And I don't know. Like, you might think of it in different ways, and that's fine, too. But I just think that it's – we can all be in unity by remembering that we were all impacted in some way by a really special life, and that that's a really, like, cool thing.
Yeah. I loved all the artwork people did after the fact. Like, there was some really nice paintings people did, like, digital art, and they were really cool. And just to see, like you said, like – that image of them all together, or just like what she meant to certain individuals. It's really cool to see. My friend Connie, who loves Elvis now because of
shout out
because of us. Shout and then she went to see the movie again because I think her university did like a screening of all the Oscar nominated movies.
Oh, lit. That's actually cool.
Or close to her anyway. And they screened Elvis again. And she was like, it means so much more now that she's gone, because even though she was only in the movie a little bit, like the little girl who played her, was in it for like whatever, 5 seconds. But like just thinking about that, like my heart is getting heavy. Like, I don't know, just thinking of them interacting again or interacting in general.
Yeah.
Is so real. Like, I don't know.
Right, because I mean, like you said before, like she was so young when he died. She was 9 years old. Like, so much time has passed since then, and so much life. I mean, she's lived her all of her stories. Like, I mean, her whole life without him, pretty much, except for those first almost decade of her life. So it's like, girl, they have a lot to catch up on, and I'm sure they're talking music and.
Yeah,
all of that stuff together. I mean, I have listened to like all three of her albums since she's passed, and I really, really like it. I mean, I that's not typically my type of music. I mean, you guys know that I like more vintagey type stuff, but I gave it a chance because of her, and I love it. I love the fact that she wrote about her personal feelings and her personal stories and things that mattered to her, and like, you know, her feelings and all that jazz, and like found a way to communicate that through art. I think that's always a special thing, but just listening to how she talks about people or ideas or dreams in her songs, I think that if you haven't given her music a chance, definitely try it out, because it's now become some of my favorite.
Yeah, that's a nice mention. I remember when they did the, what was it called? Was the album called When No One Stands Alone?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was called that, yes.
When it was just like the gospel bits from the comeback special, wasn't it? I can't remember all the tracks, but it was a gospel album.
There were some from like the He Touched Me album, I think, and definitely like Saved was from the 68 special, and then they obviously did Where No One Stands Alone as a duet. Yeah.
I think it was a compilation of maybe her favorites. She like
picked them.
She chose them. And then that beautiful one they did together, which I always loved since that came out. So that's really touching that they have that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so glad she did do that. And like you said, she was so individual. Like, none of her music was like pandering to, oh, I'm Elvis Presley's daughter or any of that. Like, she was really, you know, solo in all the sense of the word, like you said, a superstar in her own right. But I'm so happy she did do that, because then we have that now. Like, and that song, I mean, like the lyrics, hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the great unknown, take my hand, let me stand when no one stands alone. Like, it's just so relevant and so beautiful that she did that, and like obviously decided to do that on her own.
I love it. I love it so much. She also did I mean, not on albums, but she did In the Ghetto, and she did Don't Cry Daddy as another one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Duets, and they're kind of, I mean, they're never like recorded professionally or whatever, but I think she did them in some concerts or something
yeah,
like that.
I've
But
heard those, yeah.
Those are really cool too. Any duets like that I love with her and him.
Yeah, I love stuff like that.
Yeah, we just wanted this mostly to be like a celebration. Like we said, we don't want it to be sad or anything, and we know it's coming out a few months after the event of her passing, but yeah, just to say that she'll be remembered and that, you know, we're really thankful to her and all that she's done and all of that stuff. And we know that she was really loved. So
I mean, I can't say it any better. So yeah.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you again soon.